During her presentation to the Senate Criminal Justice Committee, newly named Florida Department of Corrections Secretary Julie Jones details some areas she says need improvement.
We need to increase our oversight. We need to increase the accountability of our vendors and take a closer look at the contracted behavioral health services that we have in our facilities today.
And committee chairman Greg Evers says after doing some surprise inspections of some correctional facilities recently, he tasked Jones with rewriting the private inmate health care providers' contracts to setting up a baseline of what inmate health care should be at the institutions. And Evers has his own ideas about problem areas.
Friday night, I was at a facility, and I saw something that was very alarming concerning the medical situation where they had sent an inmate to the hospital, and that inmate was returned to that facility because the particular vendor did not think that he needed medical care, even though the medical staff at the hospital had actually sent him.
Jones also gave an update to the panel about use of force incidents. She says training has led to a decrease. It's contradictory to a recent candid Miami Herald interview with former DOC Secretary Mike Cruz, which some lawmakers brought up. In his remarks, Cruz said inmate deaths were on the rise in part because use of force incidences had nearly doubled. Meanwhile, the Senate panel never took up a wide-ranging proposal to reform the troubled prison system, and they're expected to take it up at their next meeting. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.